like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are alone. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they hung a star. Let's go on with the show.
He did.
I thought he made a lot of money.
Yeah, but he got laid off.
Hey! One of our guests.
Burning bridges, everybody. We don't want to bury the lead. One of our guests' husband, who was making a lot of money, got laid off.
Like this husband, who never gets laid.
And he didn't. So is he freaked out, or is he going to get another job?
No, he's not as freaked out as I want him to be. I want him to be looking for a job.
Is there another Wawa he can work?
Friday was his last day. He has a year severance, and he got all the
money. Oh, fuck that, then. Go suck a dick.
He had his first open mic on Tuesday.
No! He's got to go back to work.
He got a year severance? Yeah. Why'd they fire him?
They just did a bunch of layoffs, so this was...
Pfizer?
Yeah. Yeah, we can say where he works now. Pfizer. Yeah.
Wish some people get laid off in comedy. That would be nice.
Kevin Barnett got laid off.
Aww.
Here we go.
Died.
I never met him. I don't know him.
I didn't either. But I didn't know him either. Black does crack. I mean, William Stevenson was 60. He died, and fucking Kevin Barnett. I don't even know the guy. 30. He died.
Things happen in threes. Huh? You should be worried.
Somebody said, do you know this Kevin Barnett? The game's guy, same initials, same first name, but he's black, so he's dead. I'm white, I'm alive. White privilege.
You know Kevin Barnett's favorite frozen pizza?
Oh, no.
Tombstone.
Oh. Any relation? So everybody was like all freaked out. I didn't even know the guy, but it's kind of freaky deaky, right?
Yeah,
when you're black, you can die of natural causes at 32.
He died in Mexico.
He died, yeah. I don't think it was natural.
I don't think it was natural.
All right. Okay, Quincy. Jesus fucking Christ.
He was in Mexico.
He's in Mexico.
He was in Mexico.
Of course he was dead.
I don't think Brian's old enough to know that reference to Quincy.
It don't matter. The fans are old enough.
You don't know what he's talking about.
MacGyver?
No idea.
It worked, MacGyver.
MacGyver, I don't know what that is.
It's autopsy. Rex Morgan?
The point is everybody's freaked out, but the guy, apparently he went, my sources are telling me he went to Mexico with a group, but then he stayed a day, or he stayed an extra day. Everybody left. Never a good idea. And then he was last seen with two bitches.
Was he really?
Yep.
Yeah. You think they did something to him?
Of course bitches will be doing something to you in Mexico. You think they're not?
It was a drug overdose, right?
I don't know, but it's like you can't be hanging.
Yeah. Oh, okay, because I didn't hear. I heard
that. Yeah, but did you hear that, or is that just... Because when someone's 30 years old... No.
No, I heard a drug overdose, but I mean...
From who?
Somebody who mentioned this to me. I don't know.
Rod?
Had you met him ever?
No, never.
Had you ever met him?
I never met him. No. I heard he was a nice guy.
He was never around.
Lots of sweet posts. What do you think your post would be like if you...
Yeah, after William Stevenson died, I'm guessing they have to say something nice.
They'd post something nice.
No, I mean, William Stevenson was the most miserable fucking prick on the planet. And they were like a comedy icon. Everybody loved him. I'm like, nobody loved him. Nobody loved him. Oh, they made it seem like he was doing so good. He was living with the last time I talked to him, he was living with a bunch of Mexicans in a fucking shared apartment in the Bronx.
Well, that's because everybody also wants to have.
He had his own room. He had his own room. The other and the Mexicans had the rest of the place, and so he wasn't doing that great. Yeah. You know, for years he wasn't doing that great.
Everybody wants.
So people are like he's a comedy icon. People are like he was one of the few guys that could MC, make a living just MCing. I'm like, you can't.
Yeah.
Okay. Unless you want to live with Mexicans.
On the way back from being a comedy icon, could you get some toilet paper? We're out.
Is that my wife or
my hand and my culo? Took Kevin. Any Kevin who can hear me. All points bulletin for my culo.
So too bad for them, huh? But fuck it. We're alive.
Right. Life is for the living.
They drink more 5-hour energy. Right. You guys can talk.
Yeah. I have to see a therapist because my wife is making me see a therapist, and so.
I mean, you think it's a good idea, don't you?
No, I don't. I don't believe in therapy. It's a racket for the Jews.
That's a fact, but it also works.
I don't. You're not in therapy. Yeah, you certainly should be.
I've been to therapy. Fuck you, man.
And this isn't working.
Your fucking
sounds
face.
Like it's working really well.
Working right here.
Are you guys in therapy?
I have been.
Right.
I haven't, no.
You're Irish. I mean,
I probably should be, let's be honest, but we
don't,
yeah, I haven't.
I don't really, I don't know, I don't really believe in it, but I was telling her that.
What do you believe in?
Why does she
Santa?
Think,
yeah.
Why does
I mean,
she
come on, I don't believe in it.
My loss of vision, and I'm sad a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm, you know, and I have.
No, alcohol's a depressant.
Don't talk to my, you're a depressant.
You're a Debbie Downer yourself.
Exactly, right.
Trying to have a couple of laughs here.
I was telling my therapist, I was like, yeah, yesterday I was coughing so much that I started vomiting. She goes, well, you drink so much, you're probably destroying your stomach lining. I was like, oh my God. Like,
that's your therapist said that?
Yeah, I said, would you learn that at the Dominican Republic at therapist college?
Well, how does she know you drink too much?
I try to be honest with her.
Oh, I was never honest with the therapist.
A couple of drinks a day? What do you? How much do you tell you drink?
I'm honest with her, you know.
You say two 12, drinks?
A bottle of
8 to 12 drinks a day.
Well.
And she's okay with that.
I wish you could have me like, what do you call it? Like
incarcerated.
Incarcerated, yeah, exactly. Right. They take my kids away. My daughter was like, I just got my period. She did.
Oh, well, I'm glad she might be thrilled you're telling all of us.
She's not going to listen. She doesn't comp on me.
Even if I wasn't on the show, I'd be like, huh? Well, this show starts fast. I've 8 to 12 drinks a day, and my wife and my daughter just started a period.
She's 34. She's 12.
So
just turned
6th 12. Grade?
Yeah, 6th grade.
That's normal.
Why don't we give out her fucking school? Well, I mean, what do we need to know everything? What grade?
You brought it up. I had a few
questions.
What's
an average thing? Yeah.
She's average.
Like I mentioned on the show.
Is it viscous?
I asked her, I said, how did it go? Like, how does it even happen? She goes, well, my vagina had a lot of mucus in it.
No, she didn't say that.
And I actually said, did you blow your nose in it?
You got to make jokes. You got to keep it light.
This is why his wife has him in therapy. There
yeah, that's all we have. All we have is our ability to laugh.
She actually is. Yeah. We go to the same therapist.
And you go to the same therapist? Yeah. That's not smart.
Oh, it's okay. We don't talk about each other. I'm not like.
I'm sure she talks about.
Yeah, but she's taking sides and, you know.
No, there's no sides to take. We deal with me. And
no,
my...
there's sides to take. Everyone's taking your wife's side. You have 8 to 12 drinks a day and you're going blind.
I went blind.
Oh.
Hopefully I'm dumb getting blind.
I mean, he's not a mean drunk. I don't know if I'd have a problem.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you cunt.
You seem like a delightful drunk.
I am
not a
great, drunk.
Not a, he gets a little weird when the sun goes down. I think that's when the funk kicks in, right? That's when the sadness kicks in.
When the chuds get you.
That's when he's fighting the sadness and he drinks a little bit extra to fight
it. I've already decided, yeah, I like, I'm also into feet now, I've decided. Like, I'm sort of, do you have nice feet?
I mean,
talking to Brian.
He's talking to me.
Sorry. You have nice feet? Nice little brown toesies?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I think they're fine.
Like a little tickle with the tongue?
How close do you have to be to see the toe?
Your husband ever shrimp you? Or?
No, we don't do the feet thing.
You don't do the feet thing?
Shrimp? What's that?
Shrimping is when you suck a girl's toe, or guys, maybe. It's probably for both.
I mean, I've been married 14 years. You think we're taking that much time with foreplay where we're sucking each other's toes?
I don't know. I have a friend of mine who's just telling me, he's like, oh, we're getting a swing in our bedroom. I'm like, I've been married 22 years. I'm like.
That was your therapist, Kevin.
Yeah, right.
They have kids, and they're getting a swing.
They're
getting
a swing, right. Talk about a stud finder.
There is this weird line with him where you're like, I'm not sure if he is a hack or if it's the fucking greatest joke I've ever heard.
That's what I'm on. I've been saying, I don't know if he's a hack or a genius.
It's right there.
So I'm like, I don't know anybody who automatically goes to a punt. So I don't know what level of punter he's at. Like, I don't know if he's just like top of his game.
Oh, yeah.
Is he the Bill Burr of punnery?
Oh, yeah. Manufactured rage. Brian, how are you doing? What's up with the ladies?
Good. Everything's good.
Anything going on?
Yeah, no, I have a girlfriend.
Are you still dating the same girl?
Yeah, we live in Park Slope.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What do you mean, we?
Yeah, we live together now.
Is that a new thing?
Oh, that's disgusting. Let's keep it light. Anyway.
How far away? I mean, how long have you lived with her?
November.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Did you move into her place? You get a new place?
We got a new place, yeah.
A new place. Mid Slope, Center Slope, South Slope?
Closer to South.
Close to the South. Okay.
Yeah. How'd you go there and be near Brian?
Well, that's why I was looking. I've been looking for him, but I still can't find him. So that's what happens when you're Brian in Park Slope. You just go blind, can't see anything.
The good thing about living near Brian, if you see him, you can just ignore him.
Well, no.
You want to talk to him, you can. If you don't, you don't.
I do that now, and I can still see people.
Yeah, Kevin sat next to me on the train and didn't say hello to me.
No, I'm not. It's not.
Really?
It's not even a joke.
No.
He got on the Q train at 63rd and Lex. We were both going up to the Strip. To Misery Loves Company.
You just didn't say anything to him?
He got on the train. I was already annoyed with him, so I didn't want to waste it on the train. So I figured I'll talk about it on the show. So then he's standing there, and then at 72nd Street, everybody gets off. So he comes to sit down next to me. The person next to me got up. So as soon as he sits down, I get up so he can't see me. Then I get off. Then I stand at the door, get off the train before he never knew.
It's like the world's worst Monty Python sketch.
Because I know he can see peripherally. So I knew if he sat down next to me, and then I'd have to smell his fucking vodka breath or a Pinot Grigio breath.
Pinot Grigio breath, yeah.
Because it would have been early. Anyway, so we had Stacy Pressman. Is it Pressman or Prussman?
Prussman.
Pruss, yeah.
Right. Ross. Anyway, she was on the other day, and she was talking about her husband. I'm not gonna say his name because we already did.
Out there, who cares?
Well, yeah, but I don't want to fucking beat a dead horse. Anyway, so people went to Twitter. I didn't even know he's on Twitter. I know he's on Facebook. I looked him up on Facebook. Anyway, so people, because this guy, they were married for like how long? 7 years?
10 years.
10 years they were together. They were married like 3 years, but together. For
yeah,
10.
For a long time. So and then he never had sex with her without a condom on.
In 10 years,
yeah,
and then when he would ejaculate, apparently he would wrap the condom in like an entire roll
towels.
Of paper towels.
Well,
see that.
Well, now I know why I did
kids?
It. So somebody tweeted him, somebody DM'd him because he, you know, he's has a thing on Twitter. So the guy asked him. He said, "Is it?" He goes, "Is it true you never?" Wait, I'm missing one. Wait,
like Grandpa looking at Facebook at Christmas.
No, I missed one.
You know, your Aunt Sarah's on this thing too.
Gather around.
Yeah, I thought you went to Arizona University, Arizona State, apparently.
Oh, motherfucker!
Go ahead, take your time. We're just doing a show here.
While you look for it, don't we have to ask Brian for a job for someone in the future?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I actually talked to him off mic. So, Steve Grillo, our guest from yesterday. Needs a job, so if you need...
Anyway, so she says... I know we'll talk about that in a second. Okay. So he asked him, he goes, is it true you never had sex with your wife without a condom? He goes, unfortunately, I use condoms when a woman refuses any type of birth control, that's all. And then he goes, did you think she might have AIDS? And he goes, no. He goes, no. Is there a link to the show without signing up or paying?
Oh, you cheap prick.
Fucking cheap. And he's cheap
on
top.
That's why he didn't want kids. It's fucking.
Yeah, he's cheap
right there,
on top of that. And then the guy goes, one last question. Did the pussy stink? Sherrod Small says it does.
Goes, well, if anyone would know, it would be Sherrod.
Then her husband, her former husband, Tim, says, LOL, no, it was fine.
Well, that was nice.
It's like a good sport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then he wants the free. The Twitter guy is Joe Exotic, at Joe Exotic.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I would say because they tagged me, they showed it. I saw it last night. I'm like, it's like fucking beautiful world where you can just like say anything. They can. How many years would it taken to reach this guy to find out why the correspondence would have taken years? And he lives on the fucking.
You would have given up by the.
House he's on a boat a lot, so he would have throw it into the fucking right.
Is he a comic?
Yeah.
And then we did a solid half an hour about his new wife looks like an Eskimo.
Yeah. Now he won't even hear the show because he's too cheap.
He just didn't want kids. That's what that was about. Well,
She said birth control made her crazy. But I've heard the pill can make girls crazy, but you can get like an IUD.
That's what she said the other day?
Yeah. That's what she said on the show. So, but you can get like one of those things they stick in your arm or up your twat or something, or you don't have to like take.
No, you can. Yeah, you don't have to take. You can get to like the. It's like 6 months. Doesn't it last like 6 months?
I like
now?
The pill. That's what I did.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had to worry about it. But
are your tubes tied?
No, I just don't. I don't think I could get. I'm on my way out.
Guy?
I'm on my way out of this whole thing now. It has started.
All right. You're like no job, no pussy for you.
Yeah.
So
no, he's no now.
But you don't
actually,
have to. You don't have to
severance package
all the time because he's home all the time.
No, but you literally don't have to take the pill, right? There's all kinds of
other options.
No, you don't have to take
there are all kinds
you
of
get,
things
like,
now.
Implanted in your
yeah, you can get the implant. They last 6 months,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So apparently she was like, "I'm not going to go on birth control." He was like, "Then I'm not going to." And that's why he wrapped it after because he didn't want her grabbing the jizz and shoving it up her dirty snatch.
Oh my God,
I mean,
really?
That would be excessive.
No, that's why. That's probably why he wrapped it in paper towel. So that the paper towel would absorb any probably
using Bounty, the quicker picker upper.
Did she
I think
want
he used
to
that
have
on Monday,
kids?
Huh?
Yeah, probably.
No, you, but you know how women are. They're all very devious. Like, I don't want. I don't know.
How long can sperm be in a...
I'll just eat a salad.
Sperm being a carnivore, it starts to like lose its effervescence.
I know it loses its taste after a couple of minutes.
Like, you can't just reach into like a condom and like.
No, but you don't know. You don't know. If someone's right. desperate, you can. If they fucking put it in a turkey baster and shove it up her dirty snatch.
Once it's in there, doesn't it go? No good.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so.
It might live for a little bit because you can jerk off into. I had to
What's
jerk off.
What's the half
into
life? You went to medical school in Bermuda, right?
Yeah,
it's a half life of jizz.
Fortnite. Very fancy school, right? We wore shorts and blazers.
So anyway, so we clear that up. But I just thought it's amazing how like this guy they're asking. This guy, he follows.
He's getting harassed. He's on a fucking cruise ship.
The guy follows him. He follows him back, and then he's like, immediately, he's like, "Hey, how come you didn't wear a condom?" Shit. I'm just watching it play out. I'm like,
fucking loser.
This is a miracle.
He's on the Lido deck. He's like, holy shit. What
do they know so much?
What's that smelly ex-wife snatch up to him?
And then he wants to, now he wants to get the show for free.
The internet says sperm can last up to 5 days if it's in a warm, moist environment.
Wow.
Like my mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Just cheek it.
Yeah, let's play
cheek like some tobacco.
But then why do they have to? Because I've had to jizz into like a cup before to get my sperm tested.
Yeah,
and it's
tested for what?
Just like to see if it was good or not.
Did it come back blind?
Did you guys have fertility?
Came back blind.
It was like a preemptive strike.
Okay.
It was just a thing that it was like.
You hear what Brian said? It came back blind. Jism can't. They're like.
They use a microscope and all the little orange and white grains.
Like, yep, it's blind.
It's like when you really see crabs and they really crabs. And your sperm is all with sticks and dogs.
Fucking bumping into each other.
Where's the vagina? Is there a vagina around here? Or is that a sushi restaurant?
Knock.
The vagina? No, my wife got her thing checked out. I got my thing checked out just to see if we were going to have any problems, you know, early onset. We didn't.
Before you got pregnant?
Yeah. So I jerked off into a...
My wife got pregnant the first time I fucked her.
Well, because your fucking big old dick. You
were literally on our... Don't get me started. Right.
Well, you know.
Wait, did you get married because she was pregnant?
No, but it's the first time I fucked her, she got pregnant. After
your sex,
she was on birth control until we got or something like that. I don't know.
Did you guys make?
I would fuck her once, and people are like, "We're going to the Marriott for a 3-day weekend." I'm like, I just fuck her on the table and right in the house, and she gets knocked up one time. Yep. Only takes one time with my magic dick.
She gave you your second favorite child.
Anyway, go ahead, call her.
Never hear about the girl.
Well, I don't like to talk about my daughter because of all the scuttlebutt.
Scuttlebutt?
Yeah, guys are fair game. I don't like to talk about my fucking, right?
Yeah, I guess.
You have a caller?
What do you got?
Yeah. Hey, you guys go to me?
Yeah, sure. Hi.
Hey, this is OVO Big Boy.
Oh, what's up, buddy? New Mexico's finest.
No, that's OVO Cool Cat. This is OVO Big Boy.
Get it right, Brian. Jesus.
What's the OVO stand for?
Who knows? Who cares?
I don't know. I just copied what Cool Cat did.
Gotcha.
hey, are you going to Chicago, Kevin?
Why?
I thought you were doing the show with In Hot Water.
No, I can't. No, I'm not doing. March March 1st?
Oh, I don't know. I just I saw Adam or Aaron Berg tweeted about it, and it didn't tag you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Was that out of Little People Weekly?
What's the date? I'll look at the date. I couldn't, but I couldn't do it for a couple of reasons. But it'll still be a good show. I'm the weak link on that. I'm a weak link there anyway with Aaron and Gino. Well, I'm better than Gino.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of us here in Chicago that were hoping you and Brian would come out. That's why we're all going to go. We were already buying a ton of tickets.
Well, we'd love to, we should look at it booking something just like a live podcast in Chicago because I have people out there too.
All right.
We'll come out like in April or May.
There's a huge contingent of fans out here.
Yeah, man. Well, thank you for the support. That's great.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, you know what? I just thought of something. Maybe we can do something, but I can't talk about it on the air. But maybe we can do something. Well, long story short, let me think about it. Yeah. There's certain things I can't say.
Yeah.
And you guys never came back around to showing Brian's dick, so I was thinking, what about live tracing it on paper? Nobody needs to see the actual meat.
Meat.
But then you could hold up this piece of paper with the trace.
You know what? We're trying to think of a workaround. I might get the girl with the stinky pussy from Monday because she's going to be at my house on Friday. And maybe she can verify. What's her
name? Stacy?
Russman. Russman, right.
You should get her husband to trace it for you.
Yeah, I put a condom on it.
I thought he said her pussy wasn't stinky.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're right.
He wrote LOL, you know.
Who said it was hairy, though? It was poor girl.
I thought Gino said it was hairy.
And he fucked her a bunch, right?
Stacy's going to be like, what did I do? Came on a show one time. All of a sudden, there's ads for how stinky my pussy is in Times Square. Right above the fucking...
Husband's trying to get free fucking... Yeah. Compound media thing.
The debt clock. It's right on the debt clock. It's like a clock.
The dirty pussy clock.
Go faster and faster.
Oh my God.
She had nice feet.
Yeah, she had nice feet. Well, she did foot fetish parties.
Oh.
She would go and guys would like. I like when she said the Jewish guys their payas would fall on her toes.
Oh yeah, she was saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are fucking.
It was very ribs. Yo.
How did you get paid for that?
You go and I don't know. It's like
maybe your husband can do it.
Wrap him up in paper pounty.
You could sign the trace pictures of your dick, and then if you donate enough, then you get a authentic, original sign. You know, signed.
Oh, you know what?
Tracing of your penis.
I smell associate producer for you, sir. I don't know. You're an idea man.
Wait, do you live in Chicago or outside?
Ready.
Who is this?
OVO Big Baby.
Oh, OVO. Is that your Twitter? OVO Big
Boy.
It's his Christian name.
What are you OVO, on Twitter?
My birth name is OVO Big Boy.
Okay.
What are you on Twitter? You on Twitter? Or you live in Chicago or you live outside?
Oh, Chicago.
All right.
Uh-huh.
All right. We'll keep you posted, but I'll talk to Brian. Maybe we can do something in Chicago.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Nice talking. God bless.
You too, buddy. Take it easy, man. Thanks for calling in. All right. The Big Windy. The City of Broad Shoulders.
They don't call it the Big Windy.
They do.
They call it the Windy City.
Oh. Well, yeah, I think they also call it the
Big
Windy.
I think you got it mixed up with Des Moines. Big Windy. I think that's what they call Stacy Pressman's pussy in there. And it's windy out.
After the pastrami I had for lunch, you're going to call me the Big Windy. Am I right? Well, I on Monday night.
Somebody tries to open up on our fucking show on Monday.
The worst case scenario.
Like, one thing leads to another. Fucking, her ex-husband hangs himself.
Find him in a little cabin.
I like how fucking Michael Cohen said he's not going to testify in front of Congress because he's afraid Trump might have him killed. I'm like, what kind of a country do we live in? It's like a fucking, right? Something you'd be comfortable with, your third world fucking background.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a third world thing where you're like, I can't testify in front of Congress because they'll kill my family. That's what he said. He's worried about fucking Trump. Who else did he say? I just read the article. Trump and somebody else. He's blaming Trump and
it's like
Giuliani. He's saying they're going to fucking have him whacked.
What's like Leslie Jones says? We're living in a banana republic.
Oh, did she say that?
Okay.
What do you think about women trying to be in show business? What do you think her getting mad about the... But I read, Garrett, I read the article. They said it made $220 million worldwide on the female Ghostbusters.
I'll look into that.
But it sounds like a lot. It sounds like a lot.
What do you mean? What do I think about it?
That's
Ghostbusters thing.
It's worldwide, though.
I didn't go see it.
No, but they're rebooting Ghostbusters now.
Right.
Again, right?
With the original cast, and they're not doing a sequel to the Lady Ghostbusters.
Okay. And they're.
And Leslie Jones sent out a tweet, and she was like, we're supposed to be given a second sequel, and it didn't bullshit, and blah, 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 blah. And so.
That's show business. Like, what do you mean?
You can't get mad. You can't get mad. You get a
financial decision. I don't think it's a.
No, but that's the thing. Like, if you're a woman or you're black, you can always blame on the fact that like if a white guy doesn't get a callback, he's not like, oh, what the fuck is this? You know what I mean?
He is. He's usually like, oh, they went with the person of color.
No, but he can't. He's not going to go on Twitter. But women and black women and all kinds of, they can just blame. They can just never go. Hey, maybe I suck. Hey, maybe the movie sucked. It's always like, oh, it's like it's because I'm black, or it's because I'm a woman, or it's because I'm blind. In your case,
then I'm making Ghostbusters 2 and Whitey's on the Moon.
What?
Yeah, that song Whitey's on the Moon.
No.
Oh. All right. Sorry. Never mind.
Is that a real song?
Yeah, it's totally a real song. Garrett, right? Whitey's on the Moon. You know that song?
You know that old saying?
The Bob Marley song.
Oh, it's like,
How's it go?
Bongos and stuff.
Yeah, sing it, bro.
Yeah.
He goes, a rat ate my sister's feet last night, and Whitey's on the Moon. Yeah. Who's the guy that sang that song?
It's called Whitey on the Moon.
Yeah.
And
hold on, give it a second.
It was inspired. It was inspired by some
William
whiteys
Stevenson?
On the moon. So I want to give credit where credit is due.
Gil Scott Heron.
Gil Scott Heron.
Not Heron.
Is it Heron?
Heron.
All right. Yeah. You know what I love? I love herring and wine sauce.
Heron.
This is some black shit right here.
This should be the new theme song.
Funny.
People are canceling their Compound Media
subscriptions. I rat dungeon my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon.
Every time you come to the stage, this is what I want to hear.
We're on a subject.
Whitey's on the moon. 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the moon. Yeah. You know, the man just off my rent last night because Whitey's on the moon. No hot water, no toilets,
with
no
the
lights,
your
but Whitey's
on the moon. Whitey's on the moon? Because oh, they're busy putting Whitey on the moon, so that's Whitey's how they're jacking up their rent.
Thank you.
Well, I was already giving him 50 a week, and now Whitey's on the moon.
Next is for our next blaxploitation. Right. A little Pam Grier action.
We've gone from saying the N-word to going Whitey's on the moon. We've gone full circle. We're like,
about
it. Whitey's on the moon. Turned into a couple of fucking black cucks. Black guys are never guilty of anything. They're always framed.
How long do you think we'd last here if we start wearing like tashikis and stuff?
Yeah. Like the black Israelites, whatever they say, we say.
They're crazy.
Yeah.
They've been crazy for years.
I know, but I love that they say whatever they want to say. Hey, that's kind of amazing.
Anyone says whatever they want to say. No one stops anybody in this country.
I don't know.
Yeah, anything. Just look at Twitter. Stacey Prossman's husband.
You can't stop nobody. You couldn't stop anybody before. Now you can. Now you just say whatever you want. I saw my son yesterday. He goes,
I don't think you can say anything. That's the problem. People get very upset with you.
But you can say whatever you want, but you can't. Especially if you're a woman, you can say whatever you want.
Whatever I want, you think?
Yeah. Yeah, listen to this.
All right.
Uh-oh. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Didn't Patrice O'Neal have that bit about black women can say whatever they want? And he did the whole, whole list of people.
He's doing well. How's he doing?
You know,
on the road or something?
He's been busy.
You've been going up. What's your story?
I've been getting up. You were going to ask.
Listen to this. Listen to this.
You know
this woman, Marcella? Can you go to her Twitter? Garrett? She's verified. Marcella, MARCELLA. Second name, ARGUELLO. She's like a writer and a comic. Anyway, this is a tweet from, I don't even know. I hate when people tell me to have a kid because I look good holding a baby. Bitch, I look good doing everything because I look good. In fact, you should see me have an abortion. I am breathtaking. Literally, I am taking someone's breath. It's beautiful.
That's funny.
It's funny. She's saying she's fucking committing murder. Well, yeah, killing a baby. No, but it's like if a guy said that or something, but it's like, now that's.
No, I feel like if a guy said that.
Now women are like, women are like, I'm so fucking edgy. And that's like the new hack. You have an abortion joke?
I don't have an abortion.
Okay, that's the new hack for female comics. Like, oh, I have an abortion joke. Even the guy hacks, their boyfriends, they're all having like an abortion joke. So it's like, I'm edgy. I have have an abortion. Show me the fucking receipt and then we'll fucking talk. I bet she's not a good comic. I bet she talks a tough game. I bet she's not a good comic. And I also, she's not attractive. So she's not getting fucked a lot because I saw a picture of her in another tweet. She's not a good looking lady. She's probably fucking Mexicans and fucking guys just go off the caravan and then be like, oh, look, I got to. Yeah, because you don't even know the guy's fucking where the guy lives. That's why you have to fucking have an abortion.
I heard you had an abortion. I heard you had an abortion joke, but it really sucked.
That barely even makes sense.
They sucked the baby out. I didn't like that one that much. You're usually fine.
Home run.
Anyway, you think that's appropriate? Women saying like
she's
priding herself on like she's bragging about how she gets abortion and then like she's taking the breath away from the fetus, huh?
I don't think women can get away with saying the things that men say on stage. I think audiences turn against women very quickly if they get dark.
So they're doing it on Twitter to even things up?
I think so. I don't care.
Okay.
I also think
I'm just saying, to your point, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
She's basically saying She's basically saying, I'm abortion and I'm proud of my abortions and I'm proud of fucking killing.
So you need to like.
It wasn't a joke. I didn't laugh. Did I laugh? Did you laugh?
Didn't you know you were so pro life?
I know, right? I didn't
know. I'm anti cunts.
All right.
No, but
and
you know that was a stance.
And I've been in a fucking doctor's office where they give you a sonogram or whatever. Yeah. So I know the fucking I know when life starts. I don't need the Supreme Court Roe v. Wade to tell me when life starts. So she's a cunt, and you can call her a cunt and tag me.
I think women have been.
Well, that's her. Is that her? I know she's not. That's her.
I think women have been told.
Is she attractive? She's attractive.
Cute.
That's her now.
Ugh.
The left.
That's her
on the
left.
Is she the left or the right?
So.
Her now.
She looks good. And that's another thing. All women are beautiful, which is a fucking lie. All women are beautiful. That's the new lie.
Nobody says that. Who says?
And they all. Everyone says that. All women say women all women. All women are beautiful. Everybody's saying all women are beautiful. Like where?
No. I disagree with that.
I think women have been told for so long that they aren't funny, that they're getting.
They're not! They're getting, that's why they're being told that.
Let me finish. They're getting really aggressive in their humor to kind of like, to kind of jump over.
I don't necessarily think they're getting aggressive, but I think that they.
Like we can work blue.
That's who they are. Like, I don't
know.
Everyone
talks tough on Twitter because you don't have to really deal with it.
Yeah.
So she talks, I'd say that on stage, you know, but she's like, oh, but she got a lot of action on Twitter.
I get a fucking applause break.
She got a lot of action.
That would get a groan.
You think so?
Audiences are too.
Oh, my God. That would be an applause
audiences
break?
Are too.
Even at an abortion clinic, they'd be like, too soon.
Planned Parenthood Christmas party.
Yeah, they'd be like, can we, not next year. Whoever booked her.
John Panette.
Yeah. I need a guy with pull some out of his hat. Yeah.
Carlos Mencia up to.
No, she wouldn't. But everybody talks stuff on Twitter, and it's you know. Well, that's my point. And you know, you can say whatever you want. But I just know she's a cunt. And I know. And then when I saw the
Where's she based?
L.A. So when I saw the picture, I'm like, of course. You know, she's like, I'm beautiful. I look good, right? You look good. You're good looking, right?
She must be young. I don't think
she's not even that young.
Goes around thinking that they're beautiful. That's not what being a woman is.
No, that's the new thing. Look at that. All women are beautiful. She looks good all the time.
Poundstone's quite a looker.
She does look like her a little. Yeah, I see that.
Brian likes an old fashioned cat lady. How many cats you got?
Be my foster kids.
How
many cats you got? 51 died.
It looks like her and Brian are wearing the same shirt right now.
Someone goes outlet mall shopping. Oh, cunty.
It actually brings out the red in your nose.
Oh, good, great. I'm starting to get
a red shirt. All right, go ahead, caller. I got to do a read, too.
Hey, OVO Cool Cat here.
The original.
Your dad called earlier.
Yeah.
Albuquerque's finest. I don't know who that was.
Well, you're starting quite a movement.
Yeah, you got a following.
Yeah, low life gang. Ha ha.
All right.
Hey, Kevin, that Marcella Arguello, she looks like a good person for Brian to have 50 sex with. You know how he does that with his wife?
Yes.
50 sex?
I'm putting it
what
in.
What sex?
Now. 50 sex.
What's that?
I'm putting it in now, Mother. Are you ready? Mother, your hair smells so clean. Mother, I believe I'm finished. Would you get the ashtray? Can you try Billy?
This is creepy as fuck.
I'm confused on this.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a thrust now, Mother. Get ready.
That's how she asked you to talk
to her? What does she say in response?
She's like, when I'm naked, her vagina couldn't be less dry anyway, so it's just kind of superfluous, you know? I just sort of like...
She's dry all the time?
You know, I'm just saying, me physically, I'm not a great specimen of a man. So I make jokes about it, and I always go, Mother, may I kiss your neck and maybe nibble your ear for a second?
And then she just lays there lifeless?
Yeah, his wife goes, Brian, you have to go to therapy.
A bottle of rosé on the floor.
Does she get wet though?
Yeah, my wife gets wet. Yeah, when she's in the shower.
It's sad there was a pause with that. That wasn't like right on.
Hope you'll like that one.
It gets wet, but not when you're around.
Oh no. Well, we should be. I'm due to get laid soon.
His wife?
Yeah.
You did.
Met her at the Build-A-Bear.
I did meet her at the Build-A-Bear.
What were you?
Long story.
Double date at the Build-A-Bear?
My ankle bracelet was going off like crazy.
That day?
Yeah, I was supposed to meet a Build-A-Bear.
30 feet. Yeah. I'm going to the Empire State Building. It's a coincidence.
Harlan Brewery there.
It's coincidence.
So, Ovio, what do you got?
Hey, Hey, okay. Hey, Kevin, did you see stupid Neil on the Breakfast Club talking about the R. Kelly situation?
Yeah,
why
that was last.
Go to him all the time.
That was last week. It just got out to New Mexico. That story on the Pony Express.
Yeah, well, I was gonna talk about it last week, but I couldn't.
Oh, why? You were detained? Yeah, no, I didn't. What's your take on it?
I just think it's stupid that they always go to him for, like, his hot view on things. It's
no, because
like,
they can't get Chappelle, so he goes, and then he acts like he's, you know, speaking for Chappelle, and, you know, and then Neil pretends he's all edgy. Neil's a fucking cuck. I mean, do I have to get a paper mache of Neil and just beat the fuck out of him?
Every show.
He's such a nothing that I don't even know why, but he plays it up. It's called show business.
Ovio, did you just say voodoo doll?
Yeah.
I was going to say voodoo doll. That's funny. Yeah.
You guys, great minds.
We should. I'll be in Albuquerque next week.
Great minds think alike. Hey, Brian.
Yo.
He's got a question for everybody on the panel.
Yeah. I sure do. So, Brian, something Brian? That one guy on Twitter wanted me to ask you is he wanted me to ask if you know that thing that happened with you with your birthday party at McDonald's and how, like, no one showed up at your birthday party?
Yeah, when I was 7 years old at McDonald's in Baltimore, and my mother had a birthday party for me at McDonald's, and none of the kids showed up.
She had to grab a bunch of black kids that already are in there?
The black people that work there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they took me in the back, and they were like, this poor little white boy ain't got no friends. So they showed me how to make hamburgers and...
Were you unlikable at 7?
French fries and 30. The trend continues.
All of his friends are there. Ryan just couldn't see him.
I had full vision back then. How dare you? But no, these kids all confirmed, too. They're all going to come. St. Anthony's a patio. That's why I burned it down 10 years later.
Did you?
Hey, Brian.
Where's your God now, St. Anthony's?
Nobody showed up.
Right, nobody. Nobody. 12.
Did you ever find out why? Was it really because they don't like you?
They were all like white. I grew up like in a white trash neighborhood in Baltimore.
Was it hard to get there or something? Did they?
McDonald's was
the bus
them?
Line.
Yeah. Was it on the? Could they walk there? Or they have to take a bus or something.
To take them, or I was
yeah, so maybe they just were like maybe it rained or something.
I just don't think they wanted to. I think they just.
But they all confirmed. Said they were coming.
Yeah, and
they confirmed to you or to your mom.
My mom. I mean, I was 7.
Maybe your mom forgot to invite everybody.
I'd say there was like a Benson and Hedges going over my RSVP list. Well, let's see.
That's pretty.
Timmy Shatera's going to come. All right, that's nice.
Oh, hilarious! sitting there by yourself.
That's pretty white trash. That.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
That people from that town were like, no, I refuse to go to McDonald's.
Yeah. Like that's. We're not going. I had a little paper hat on and stuff, and I was crying.
Yeah. Hey, Brian.
Yo.
Did that topic ever come up in therapy? That's what the guy wanted me to ask.
Oh, you know, we haven't really gotten that deep into my childhood yet. But
that's going to be ripe.
Yeah, exactly.
Ka-ching for the psychiatrist.
Yeah, exactly. I did find my...
It's 14 more hours.
This McDonald's birthday party. She's going to be like, I've just bought 5 more years. I get another boat.
My wife will let me quit therapy. You know how expensive my therapy is?
How much?
$400 an hour.
No.
Insurance covering it?
No, you don't get insurance for therapy.
Yeah, you can.
Not for good therapists.
That's not true.
Good? What are you getting, cocaine? What kind of a fuck is good?
No. If we go out of our whatever network, we get like 60% cover.
But they're still supposed to cover it.
Yeah, used to Cobra, cover. By the way.
I mean, not...
They got a year. She'll be fine. Year goes quick. Maybe she'll be middling in a year.
It's in the cradle.
I think he's going to get a job soon because I'm going to make it unpleasant.
She didn't even appreciate my insult.
I'm going to be in middling?
You'll be middling. I was waiting for you to say something back.
I know. I could dream.
I heard from people in the industry.
That'll support it.
I heard from people in the industry that he's a real pill.
Gotta get Ovio in here. He loves these puns.
I know.
Oh, has he been out here? I definitely do.
Yeah, when he gets on his interview, tell him not to go off script. If you write a script for prescription.
Let me try to read this.
Hell,
let
Brian?
Me try to read this.
Hey, Ovio, listen, we got to do a read, okay?
Can you guys put it on the screen?
All right.
All right, love you, buddy. Bye, thank you. See ya.
I should really have Brian read this.
Reads.
Brian McKenna.
Well, I'll read it.
What is it?
It's bluechew.com.
Is that like Viagra?
You make it on purpose, right?
See if he can read it. Yeah.
Brian, you're not close enough.
take a picture of this. Oh, there he is.
Gradually? No, I can't read it.
Gradually.
No, he's going to give you the mic because you tried to read it.
Doobie doobie doo.
Okay. Want me to start you off?
Hold on. Is this in English?
Yes, it's totally in English.
Guadalupe?
That's backwards.
Guadalupe.
That's backwards. You gotta look at
read it backwards.
I gotta read this one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a mirror or something. Okay, here we go.
That's like him going down on his wife. Oh, it's like a mirror or something.
Yeah, this is not happening.
Hey, what is this?
Honey, what is this?
Your asshole? Is this your...
Yeah, sorry, Garrett.
Stacey Pressman?
She's like my face.
Yeah, maybe from the side I can read it? No, not really. Certainly...
Can you read it peripherally?
No.
Well,
no.
I'll do a better job than him.
Yeah.
Set myself up for success.
Daddy, watch me dance.
Oh, my God. Gentlemen. The first, he goes, is it gradually? No.
Gentlemen?
No, it says gentlemen.
Okay.
Gentlemen, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Back when... Brian can attest to this now. Yep. Back when you were, could finish with a lady and then be ready to perform again.
I'm right in her pussy.
When you performed, it was never at three-quarters mast. No, always at full mast.
Hard as algebra.
But like all things, age catches up and can impact your performance. But thanks to our new sponsor, BlueChew.com, you can increase your performance and get some extra firepower in bed for free firepower. With promo code BRIDGES. Bridges, one word. It's Blue Chew, BlueChew.com. That's blue, like the color blue, and chew, because BlueChew.com has created the first chewable supplement packed with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis.
Right.
And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. With BlueChew.com, you'll be at 100% whenever you need to be. And not only that, but it can shorten your recovery period if you want to go again in the same night.
Wow, same night. Whoa.
Recovery. It's like they got into a boxing.
No, I think they're talking about when Alaska, when the nights are 24 hours.
Right.
Blue Chew chips. Blue Chew ships straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy. And best of all, I've been told that your dick gets harder faster.
Wow.
Ooh. It's not to love, Gino Visconti. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. And here's the deal. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code BRIDGES.
Yep.
BRIDGES. Bridges. Just pay $5 in shipping. Again, BlueChew.com, promo code BRIDGES to try it for free today.
Today.
Has anybody tried these yet, Garrett? You guys?
Don't you guys get free samples?
They took them today
In hot water?
Yeah, for in hot water.
Really?
If they work in the morning.
They're hard as fuck right now. Every one of them. Everyone's hard as fuck.
They can't stand up.
They really take them?
No, but
no,
we haven't
gotten samples yet. I believe they're coming soon. No, we'll give you one.
Garrett, would you try one?
Well, not here. I hope
try one.
What are you doing next weekend?
You should try one on Friday when little Adam comes over.
Oh, you little Adam.
Scare the hell out of him.
Maybe Stacy can jerk him out with her feet.
Is Stacy coming?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, take it and then just see how big your dick gets, and he can verify it.
Between now and then, I'm not going to get. I think that'd be a fake measurement.
What?
I think it's like when you get in a Trump building, they count the square footage from when you get off the elevator to your apartment as part of the square footage.
You're
measuring
this Friday?
We're not. No, it's a work.
They check you from the elevator.
Yeah, it's like a trick that Trump does. So.
Oh, Trump. Not everybody. Just
no,
Trump.
No, just Trump.
So you think if you took Blue Chew, it would be a fake...
It's a false measurement, because it'll be a little more engorged, which hardly seems possible, ladies. But, yeah, I don't know. I jerked off today, this morning, and
Why wouldn't you want it to be a little inflated?
Well, because I want a real number, because it's been such a topic of, like, controversy that I don't want somebody to be like...
Topic of controversy?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what we're all thinking about.
Talk of the town.
That's what we're all thinking about on a regular basis. That
picked up the New York Post, and I go, God damn it! Can I get away from this goddamn store for one day?
His cock is engorged again. I can't handle this.
So, yeah, we'll see. But I'm just trying to work around, because what I'd like to do is, like, that Karen Fian or somebody.
Yeah.
To, like, take me into the bathroom.
She's not gonna, unless you give her, like, $1,000. But you pay $400 for therapy, so maybe you have disposable incomes.
She is a kind of a... I like Jewish girls.
Yeah.
And my therapist is a giant Jew woman, so...
Is it Judy Gold?
What?
Stop drinking!
Were you with Jewish girls before?
Oh, yeah, as a kid, yeah. Yeah, a bunch of times. That was like my thing as a kid, right? In the shettle, as a young boy.
In Baltimore.
That's a weird thing. You're like, Jewish girls only for me. You know? Yeah. I really like the way they complain to me.
Jewish girls are, I know it's a stereotype, but they suck dick phenomenally. Mm-hmm. Every world-class blowjob I've ever had has been from a Jewish girl. Even Stacey Putman was like, I've worked on sucking dick and I'm great at it. Then I was like,
she said she got bad at it because she didn't blow her husband.
She got back into it now.
She said she had the muscle memory wasn't there, right. So she had to learn how to suck a cock.
Yeah, and then I was like, are you sitting on a piece of halibut?
Did you bring your own fish? Bring your own lunch to a show today?
Did you bring your own lunch?
Tuna salad spill in front of your apartment building or something?
Wait, so you don't need to. So how are you? Are you guys just moved in?
Yeah.
And then how long you been together? No, how long you been together in the apartment?
Since November.
Are you guys having a lot of sex?
Yeah.
Like more than once a day?
Yeah. Not every day, obviously, but... Yeah.
Oh, not every day. Now you're not fucking making porn, but...
having sex a week, on average?
More than four.
And when do you have sex? In the morning?
Usually at night.
Well, how if you're working or whatever?
Get back, and she's usually up. She hangs
around. Spread them.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Coming in hot.
So to their point, the BlueChew.com...
I could take it on the subway, and by the time I get home...
No, I'm saying, you guys, you're not doing it... I mean, because they're saying you could do it twice in one night, but I only did that once, where I fucked a girl... And
your
then,
entire life, that's
all. No, I fucked a girl, and then I just kept fucking her until my dick got hard again. It was even, weird, yeah.
You pull it out?
I don't think I pulled it out. I just kept fucking her because she didn't come. Nobody ever comes around me. I just I got bad luck. I'm an excellent lover. I just got very bad luck. As far as I remember, I just was like, what the fuck? And I didn't even like her, but I kept fucking her. And then I guess the friction, and before you know it, my dick was hard again. I was like, holy Toledo. That was back before Viagra. But you don't do that, right? You guys take a break. You ever have sex and then you have sex again that night?
Oh, we wait a little bit.
You sleep it off, right?
No, I watch a TV show.
Oh, you watch a program. Yeah, I used to do that too. This one girl, I didn't even like her, so I couldn't really talk to her, so I just had to fuck her. So we would have sex and then we'd watch a program or two. And then I'd be like, and I'd start talking. I'd be like, ugh. And I'd just start fucking her just so I wouldn't have to talk.
You have Night Court on in the back room. Right? Dean Anderson's.
She probably thought, this guy really likes me. I fucking hated her. Like, I couldn't talk to her. She was so annoying.
Was she comic?
No, this was years ago. Come on. Don't get me started.
Yeah,
I only fuck comics. I only fuck comics.
Just asked.
I only fucked one comic or one and a half. And I got so sick of it. I'm like, is this funny? Is this a good premise?
Yeah, was that you or her?
Huh?
Was that you or her saying that constantly?
What?
Is this funny?
No, they were always asking me. They were always looking for tips.
Yeah, of your dick.
Just the tip.
Yo, just put it in for a minute. Tease it.
Anyway.
Who's the half comic you fucked?
I can't remember her name. That's why I say half, because I don't even think she's... I don't even think she was... She's stuck with it.
My Brad Williams joke? Half a comic?
Oh, a midget?
Yeah.
That's good stuff. We'll be right back. Thanks, Ed.
We're right back after these commercial break.
Get over here. I'm horny.
Sit on that one, audience. Yeah.
Vicky stayed at your house, right?
Yeah, he stayed in the...
So are you going to get married then?
Probably, but I don't know. It's
crazy. Years you've been with this girl.
How old are you now?
31.
She's rich.
So don't say you're...
She's rich.
She is?
She's got money.
How do you know?
I've been to her house.
Okay, she lives in Canada, right?
Her family's from Canada.
Yeah, okay, well, her family has money?
Yeah.
Yeah, but in Canada, you can have a big house, because nobody wants to live
there. Yeah,
that's
what I've learned, yeah.
In Canada, you can be like a fucking, you can have like $10,000 and you live like a fucking millionaire.
You live like Neil.
You're like a New York millionaire. You're like, oh my God, look at all this land, because nobody wants it. It's worthless.
Look at my double-wide igloo, eh?
Yeah.
Look how many maple syrup cans I have.
Don't go by what you think. Check her credit score and
of course.
See.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get, because I made that mistake. I'm like, I didn't look it up.
Thought your wife was rich?
No, I knew she didn't. I knew she wasn't rich, but I didn't know she was paying 41% on her credit cards. I should have known that. Is that a lot? Is that a lot,
honey?
Day after we get married. Is that a lot? Here you go. Basically, like when you go,
mine is yours.
There you go.
There you go. Sign this.
My God, I'm so fucking dumb. Yep. I see a nice culo, I go crazy.
That's it.
41% of your face in my ass every night.
Oh my God. That's really what it is. I'm so lame. Even I'll get in a fight with my wife. I'll be like, I'm going to kill myself, or I'm going to fucking throw myself in front of the train. Then I'll see some hot girl. I'll be like, oh, what's up? Like, I never learned. I never learned. I could fucking divorce my wife. I'd be walking in like a day later, be like, hey, how's it going? If I got the nerve to fucking talk to her, if she spoke English. Yeah,
girls, you like usually don't.
Yeah. Some girl came up to me yesterday and she goes, I was on the path, and I got off on 9th Street, and then she's like, she's walking up the path of 9th Street, and she's looking, I can tell she's like lost. It's an Asian woman, you know. She goes, can you help me? Can you help me? She's trying to go to the C train, you know. So I was going to go to the C train because I got to refill my fucking Metro card. So I walk her all the way to C train. But you know the C train, it's like that C train at A Street. You know the entrance? It's like, it looks weird. It looks like you go into a store.
Yeah.
So it looks like I'm going to fucking kill her, you know? And she doesn't speak English. So I'm just walking around. I'm not even talking.
Cute?
No, she was like one of those good-looking hand job ladies.
Oh,
like if I went to a hand job place and she was my hand job lady, I'd be like, oh, she's hot. But she's not hot, but she's a hot hand job lady.
Can you imagine Kevin walking down the streets in New York City just going like this to you?
Yeah.
No, but so I said, just follow me. I said, I'm going there anyway. So I stood in, but it's just a weird entrance. It doesn't look like a subway. It looks like you're going to a store and then you're going down to like a dungeon.
Yeah.
You know? So, and so she's probably thinking, I'm going to rape her. I'm probably going to rape her.
Right. Just to be polite.
So, yeah, because just a New York experience for her.
Yeah.
So then, so I walk down and then she goes into the train and some ladies harass me. Like, can you give me some money for a sandwich? I'm like, come on. I can't help everybody. So then she goes into the subway and then I'm still like trying to buy a fucking Metro card. She's like, you so smart. You so smart. So that's all she said to me. Like, I'm so smart. Right. I'm like, I probably could have fucked her.
Yeah. I was going to say, how hard were you when she said that?
That's my blue chew when I need
it. My blue chew when I need it, because I would have fucked this girl.
You have a calculator, like a pencil behind your ear?
I don't get it.
Smart, you know.
Oh. No, but I'm so smart because I knew where the train was. I think that was her way of saying, like, thank you. You saved my life, Mr. White Man.
What do blue chew taste like? Garrett, do we know what blue chew tastes like?
Hey, they said they didn't get any.
But I'm saying, like, do they?
Is there a kid size?
Yeah,
tastes like Stacey Pressman.
that bad?
Ah, yes, hairy, stinky Jew cunt.
My son the other day goes, Dad. He goes, Dad, my peen is big, and I like it that way.
You're like, don't worry, you'll grow out of that.
He takes after his mom. I don't have a big peen. I think his dad is his grandfather on
his real dad.
His real.
No, I think his my wife's dad. I think he's probably got a big hog.
Why do you say that?
Because I've seen it. No, I just think he's, you know, he's fucking Panamanian. He fucking he got into the country illegally. I think he's got big dick energy.
I put my ping in the Panama Canal.
Big dick confidence.
All the water goes out.
I just placed all the water.
All the water, splash. People get so wet, I laugh.
Which is so funny when the kids think it's like, his dick is not even big. It's bigger than mine, but it's like,
yeah.
It's not even big. But he's like, just the fact that he knows he's supposed to have a big dick and he likes it that way.
Half a blue chew. Be like, there you go. That's a big dick.
Just grabbing my wife.
I go fuck the sofa like a good boy. I used to fuck
Sometimes
my parents.
He slaps my wife's ass.
Yeah, does he?
Yeah.
Your wife's ass is very slappable.
Yeah, but it's still, she's like, that's very inappropriate. And then she wants me to talk to him. Right. I'm like, talk to him. I'm like,
you got a big
what?
I feel like you should not be talking to him.
No.
The worst advice is having you talk, sit down.
Yeah, because then he'll feel bad or, you know.
I feel like you're even going to encourage the behavior anyway.
No, I just laugh it off. Like, yeah, what the fuck, you know?
Just grab his hand, start to smell it, and be like, yeah, that's the smell of victory.
Something. I don't want to shame him. Should I shame him? He's just a boy with natural urges to fuck his mom.
His mother,
right? I guess. I
mean, didn't Shakespeare write about that?
Yeah. He's got an edible compass. He edible my culo every night.
What do you got, Brian McKenna?
Nothing. What's going on?
Brian,
were you on? You're still on tour with
Brewer? Yeah.
How's that going?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah,
he's still doing Metallica. Yeah. Or is that done?
Metallica, yeah, he still does it.
He's working Metallica, and then you're working for him.
I was doing that. Yeah, I did it for a week.
Okay.
You opened for Jim and then Jim opened for Metallica.
Correct, yeah.
You're still opening for Brewer.
Yeah.
Brewer's doing dates on his own.
Yeah.
All right.
You ever go like, hey, Lars,
we have a date coming up.
Huh?
We have a date coming up. You and I, February.
Oh, yeah.
February,
yeah,
I gotta
talk about. I gotta talk to you about.
What happened? Would you kick me off already?
No. Well, you looking at me?
I think something's happened.
I know. I can't.
I'm kidding, but there's been some. I might get canceled.
You might get canceled?
No, I'm not gonna.
Oh, you're not gonna be there.
I might get canceled.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to hear this. This isn't good.
It's a long story.
What are we doing here?
I can't talk about it.
She can't talk about it on the air.
Louis thing?
It's might be.
Okay,
it might be affiliated with it.
I understand. That's her safe word. You just go, it's a Louis thing. And I go, Anderson?
That's no one's safe
you're
word.
You're a goose.
Louis C.K. is my safe word.
Louis C.K. is my safe word.
Keep going, you mean? All right. Yeah, did you meet Metallica?
I did, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I met. You ever go like, hey, Lars.
You look like you could be in Metallica. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
You look like the fucking lead singer. Can we get the lead singer up there?
Is Hedfield? No, I don't
yeah.
look like him.
Yeah, you do.
He's got tattoos up his neck.
You look like, are you German? Scary. Are you German?
Irish and German, yeah.
Yeah, because I was going to say, you look German.
It was weird to be there, though, like around those guys.
Because they're very...
They fucking show up. It's like the president showed up. Everyone stops speaking. Everyone just walks. You're like, you have to like...
Because they're very... The plus, they're very, yeah. they're very
cool
macho guys, though, too.
Yeah, they're doing yoga in the back before the show.
But they're very macho. See?
No, he
looks
look
like he looks
that,
like
no.
one of your uncles.
He could probably be my uncle, yeah. yeah. He was super nice. Hedfield was a really, really nice dude.
They're sober now, right? They're all sober?
I think so, yeah.
How
yeah, I think
was
they
that?
All are.
Did you get kicked off?
I didn't get kicked off. That's what I wrote on Facebook.
Okay.
But they had. I was just recording Jim, and then they brought like a fucking documentary filmmaker okay. in to do it because it made more sense.
You were like,
it's more fun if you got kicked off.
Yeah, yeah. I just like to say that, but I didn't actually get kicked off.
Yeah, because... oh, God. Honey. Did I cut you off, honey? Sweetie. Oh, are you going to bring this up in therapy?
You guys are.
Did you say to Jimmy, you go, hey, Jimmy, I don't want to nag you, but last night you sounded a little hoarse. And did you guys have a laugh about that or something? Did you guys ever have a laugh?
No, not like
no?
that.
Why would he be hoarse?
Because he's being unstable on stage.
What does that have to do with Jim Brewer or...
Oh, Jimmy Hatfield.
Yo, Brewer goes up and does bits in front of the Metallica crowd. Like it's, I'm like, bro, you have a set of balls to do that. Like he goes up, he's doing comedy bits. But
what is he
does
supposed
a,
to do?
He's like the MC, so he kind of like interacts a lot with the crowd. There's a lot of crowd work with people, but like he goes into a point where he does like 15 minutes of straight material, and I'm like, dude, I would.
Yeah, but he has to, right?
He doesn't have to, but he does it because he's like, fuck it, I'm just gonna do it.
They're
it's like
are
fascinating.
They, are they laughing?
Yeah, he's killing in front of.
Yeah, then why not? Why? Yeah. What do you? What
just would scare me if I was a comic having to go?
Well, what would you just kids. Stand there?
I don't know what I would. I would have said no to the gig. I wouldn't have done it.
Come out here, huh, guys.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know this many people were going to be here. Yeah,
it's crazy,
that.
Man.
How'd you guys all get? You guys drive, take buses.
Hey, nice shirt, sir.
Nice shirt.
8,000 people. Ah, if you guys could see that
shirt.
Hey, just they're back there doing yoga. They're not that cool.
That's crazy.
Metallica.
No, but they don't drink at all now, or they're all sober?
I didn't see anything.
Well, there goes all the good music when you sober up.
It's weird to see like the crowd, because the crowd is a mix of like, it's a lot of older guys who are fucking trying to mosh pit. They're all like puking 2 minutes into the mosh pit. Like,
believe it. Like, they're going to break a hip. You know what I'm saying?
It's doctors. Really funny.
Going, a guy goes in with a walker. Yeah. The mosh pit.
I sold my soul to the devil.
No, it's kind of, well, they're still kind of young, but somebody was saying she was going to see Fleetwood Mac, and fucking Stevie Nicks is 70. So
that's crazy.
I mean, it's like, is it really? Isn't it more sad than anything? Can you just listen to the song on a radio?
It still
be nostalgic,
huh? If you still have a good voice, but like the Who is touring, and it's like
Who's still touring? Yeah,
Roger Daltrey's got to be 70.
And he all his moves, he fucking flings the fucking mic around. Is that really?
I was front stage.
We probably do cordless, so he can't even do it anymore. He flings around his cordless fucking.
He can't work it. He's like, everything on. Hello.
Pete Townsend can't hear. Pete Townsend hasn't been able to hear for years.
Yeah, you can hear young boys screaming.
I knew you were going to say something about that. He's like Silence of the Lambs. The screams of young boys when he's fucking them. No, he was researching. He was researching.
Right.
That's what he said.
Yeah,
the blue chew and just
because I think he paid for some. He paid. That's how he got in trouble because he paid for. He was abused as a child, so he was looking. He was doing research.
Right.
So he paid. They linked it somehow. Right. You were probably abused at the
McDonald's birthday party
at the those black people were all fucking stuck.
Bet me over
finger
the
you at the fryer
yeah. over the fryer. Don't worry, this. Hey, boy, that oil ain't that hot. Take a blue chew.
What kind
make
of
fun of our
that?
Sponsor? Nah. Don't make fun of our sponsor.
Nah, I think you can use a blue chew to have sex with children.
Oh, come on.
There goes the sponsor.
Well, that was a hell of a sponsor.
We just lost $80.
12 minutes that you guys had this sponsor.
Theoretically, if you take a blue chew, you can fuck whoever you want or whatever you want.
That's not what it's for.
I guess so.
It's for consensual sex.
It actually says on the packaging not to be used with children.
or taken while
kids
swimming.
Under the age of 5.
Right. No swimming either. It's not a flotation device, this thing.
Anyway, all right, we got to do plugs. What?
I told you a couple of weeks ago, well, 2 months ago, so I put my dog's paw on my ass just because I had an itch and I was laying in bed naked and I was kind of like.
Wait, you put his paw?
Yeah, like she was laying there and I had an itch.
Oh, it's a she.
He made it a she, so he's,
so he's not gay.
He's not a homo. Yeah. I'm fucked up, but I'm not going to do it with a male dog.
Yeah. I got in there with a nail and I just like. Because the walls of my, I've had so much diarrhea in my life that the walls of my ass are
from
all
his alcohol abuse.
Right.
And so when I had it was an itch. It was actually late summer.
Tell your therapist this story?
Yeah. No. But I mean, I tell.
No.
It's another 5 years.
It's going to come after you for this.
It's so funny because, like, I look behind me and I've got my dog's, I'm like scratching my own asshole with my dog's paw. And I was like, this is a low point for my, the dog didn't mind.
You pick up after your dog, so it's the least it can do.
It's like,
I don't know.
Quid pro quo.
It's nothing wrong. Dogs are fucking filthy animals.
And they are, but I don't think that dog deserves to be abused by Brian.
He's not fucking the dog.
Rosie leaned into it. Rosie actually moved closer to me. It was weirdly intimate. Hmm.
Sounds like she was asking for it.
What are your plugs, guys?
Well, I was going to be with Kevin Brennan, but it doesn't sound like that gig's happening anymore.
It's Mohican Sun, the last weekend of February, which is, I think, like the 20th.
I have dates. I don't know.
3rd, 24th. I don't know.
What a Brian
Friday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Mohican Saturday. Sun in the Poconos.
Yeah.
Wilkes-Barre.
Yep.
Wilkes-Barre.
Wilkes-Barre. The only pirate show. Wilkes-Barre. Walk the plank of laughter.
Walk the plank of laughter.
What do you have going on? What's going on?
You can follow me at The Ritu Chandra on all my social media. I'll be at.
Spell that, please.
R-I-T-U.
Yeah.
C-H-A-N-D-R-A.
Cool, thanks.
We got to get your. We got to talk to Brian about getting that guy the job.
We already did. They knew each other.
Oh, you do?
Hello, yeah.
No, from where?
Well, just from here, when he sat in the audience.
Oh, you were here that day?
I was here that day.
What a small world, as my mom would say. Really, I don't remember him being in the audience. I remember vaguely you saying, oh, Steve Grillo's here.
Yeah. And I'll be at Lucy's Laugh Lounge this Saturday with the Women of a Certain Age comedy.
Oh. Part of a Make-A-Wish Foundation?
Yeah,
I'm kidding, of course.
For me.
Women of a Certain Age? What is that?
I don't know. I'm old enough, though.
Oh, isn't that that Showtime show? Is that what it is?
No, it's Carol Montgomery does these shows, The Women of a Certain Age.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They're They're taping them for Showtime now.
Yeah, I'm not on that.
So maybe they do them.
I didn't get that call.
No, maybe they do them and then they it's like she does these and then she scouts out new new meat.
This might be my big break.
About time.
In Pleasantville.
I thought it was burning bridges.
Yeah.
I thought that was the
bottom of the ninth. Here you come. He's off the bench.
Yep.
BrianPMcCarthy.com, of course, go to the shop. Gay for pay. F-O-R-Pay. Gay for pay. And that's at Brian P. McCarthy on Twitter.
I saw Bruce last night.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
We had taco night in our building.
Taco night?
Free tacos.
Building provides it?
Yeah.
And you went to that?
I didn't eat there. My kids did. I won't eat the fucking filter.
I can't see you being like, oh, it's taco night in the building.
I don't wait in line. I like to wait in line with other people for food. I'm not homeless.
Is it busy? I bet people love taco night.
No, they love it because it's fucking free. If they charge $5, there'd be 7 people there. People are cheap as fuck. They want free food and free t-shirts. Yeah. You ever go to the like a sporting event where they shoot the t-shirts?
Yeah,
people go nuts. They'll rip a motherfucker's head off. Well. Almost said an N-word. Yep. You got a big booger wants to come out.
On which side?
I'm not touching it. It's a hair, actually.
You're right. Don't do it. Wait till the show's over.
Hair.
Have some class, Brian. Wait till the show's over.
Time at grooming.
You need some booger sugar.
Maybe the therapist.
Clear that up. All right, thanks to the crew. Thanks for the Stacy Pressman for letting us shit on you and your husband, your ex-husband. Good luck with
that, Stacy.
Good luck to Tim's new wife.
Yep.
Is
100 words for snow. All right.
Evan Brennan 666.
I got blisters on my fingers.